We appreciate that tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad truly our help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. I'm glad I do know where my help comes from.
Yes.
I appreciate that, preacher.
Yes.
Appreciate the goodness of God. I appreciate the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Thank God he just said, look, amen, he'd take care of the rest. And I'm glad that's something I can do.
Yes.
Got a verse of scripture tonight on my heart, found in the book of Esther, chapter number 9. I'm interested in what the scripture said in verse 22. The Bible declares, and as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, from the month which was turned unto them, from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. As I'm thinking about this scripture, what's taking place, we know how that it was determined, friend, that the Jews would be destroyed. But the Bible tells us here that this month, which turned unto them from sorrow to joy. Now think about that. That's a pretty good turn.
Yes, sir.
And the Bible said, from mourning into a good day.
Amen.
As I thought about this, I began to think about the Lord. And we understand here in the book of Esther that the Lord's name is not even mentioned. We have 10 chapters in this book. And yet God's name is not mentioned, but yet God is seen.
Yes.
On every verse and every word in every chapter.
Yes. Yes.
I appreciate God for it.
Amen.
Now I'm glad although his name doesn't appear, praise God, his mighty hand and his grace and his mercy and his power is seen time and time again.
Yes,
as I began to think about what's said here, the Bible tells us here how that it was turned unto them. I began to think about, friend, tonight, a God who can turn it around. I'm telling you tonight, friend, God turned it around. Preacher, it didn't look like it was going to get turned around. Nobody thought it was going to get turned around. But God turned it around. It's amazing, friend, that God was active and doing a whole lot for him. As a matter of fact, God had already set this work into action before the problem ever arose. When you understand tonight, friend, God is not trying to catch up. But God tonight is working all things after the counsel of his own will. Praise God, the hand of God is seen in chapter 1. Ephraim, when the party was thrown, and Vashti said she would not come, God had already set the wheels in motion for him.
Yes,
I appreciate the goodness of God tonight because I serve a God who can turn it around.
Yes.
Now you think about the goodness of God. Here we have Esther. Nobody knows who she is, Brother Robert. Hey, friend, it's the niece of Mordecai. And here this woman is. She's submissive unto her uncle. And she's just a damsel there, friend, in that land. But Ahasuerus is seeking after another queen. And praise God, God's got a queen in mind. Amen to God. It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
She was a beautiful woman.
Oh, yeah.
She was an intelligent woman. She was a graceful woman. But nobody knew who she was. But praise God, God knew who she was. And God had a plan. Well, she didn't know that God had a plan for her. I appreciate God. God's going to use this woman, thank God, to turn it around.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, be careful tonight. Sometimes we begin to determine things in our own lives. We begin to assess our own situations and we feel like maybe it's gone too far for God to turn it around. But friend, I believe God's already got the wheels set in motion and God's are working tonight whether we can see it or not. Here this woman is, she's taken to the palace. She's already found favor in the sight of God. And for 1 year, she's in preparation. And they began to bring these virgins before the king. But praise God, Brother Hyde, when Esther showed up, Ahasuerus said, that is enough. I don't need to see anybody else. And he put the crown royal upon her head. And she was made queen. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful tonight? What God's doing. Praise the Lord. But Mordecai said, now listen, you just don't tell them who you are. And don't tell them who your king is. And who your people are. You just keep that. that to yourself. You be the queen. God's put you there. Amen. And so she did what it said. And things are going along pretty good. But the devil's working, Brother Robert, because the devil hates God's people tonight.
Amen.
Believe it. I'll tell you what, Brother Danny, the devil hates you.
That's right.
Amen. Hates me too. He hates his church. But I'm glad God loves us.
Amen.
I'm glad it's already been said. Help comes from God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Isn't that good tonight?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Haman got promoted. We know the story. Haman got promoted. But God knew about the promotion before Haman knew about the promotion. Amen. I'm glad before there was a problem, God had the solution. Isn't that wonderful tonight? And the solution, thank God, is the queen seated beside the king. Oh, yes. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, Haman hated Mordecai because he would not bow.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what, Son of God, you don't have to bow thanks this world tonight.
Yes,
you say, well, if I don't bow, it might be my life. No, I believe, praise God, thank God, it'll probably be the best thing that ever happened.
Amen.
Why is that? Because God can turn it around
tonight.
Amen. I mean, God, friend, it can be going this way, and God can make it go that way. And God's the only one that can.
Amen.
That's right. Well, we know the story.
Amen.
How that Haman despised him.
Yeah.
How that Haman, friend, detested this man.
He did.
Well, oh, friend, but his wife, amen, and his friends got together and said, why don't you just build a gallows? Now, they'd already determined, he'd already went before the king, and the decree had been signed at a certain date and a certain time,
that
all the Jews would be destroyed.
Yeah.
Amen. But God's working, amen. Haman's building his gallows. And I'm telling you, things are looking bad, but wait a minute now. What about looking up? It's already been said. Oh, yes. Because tonight, God can turn around, church. Amen. There's probably nobody in here that does not need God to turn something around in their life and for them. When I tell you he's no respecter of person tonight, and thank God he did it for them, he can do it for me and you tonight. Amen to God. Amen. Don't you appreciate the Lord? It's amazing how Mordecai came and began to fast and pray. And he stood outside the gate because he could not go in. And friend, when the message was given to Esther, she basically said, what can I do? Amen. That's a lot of times what we do, preacher. We say, what can we do? What can I change? I can't do anything about it. Wait a minute now, friend. We're serving a God tonight who's able to do this exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And it could be, friend, that God's going to use you to turn a situation around.
Yes.
I began to think about this driving down the highway. You know what she did, preacher?
Yes.
Thank God she put herself out there.
Amen.
That's exactly what she did. You know, that's a fearful thing tonight. Why is that? Because there's been times probably we have put ourselves out there, and friend, we've suffered because of it. There's no doubt that's happened in our lives. Hey, but Mordecai began to speak to her and said, now I'm going to tell you what, if you don't do this, deliverance is going to come in some other manner and some other way. It's going to come, amen. But don't think that you're going to slide by. He said, but now wait a minute, could it be that you've been called the kingdom for such a time as this?
Yes.
You and I, friend, listen, you're not here by accident tonight. Now, you wasn't born out of time, but you were born the very time that God wants you to be born. And thank God you can be the tool and the key, praise God, for something turning around, praise God. To affect the Lord.
God bless him.
You know what she did? She put herself out there.
She did.
She began to fast and pray. Her maidens did.
Yeah.
It's what they did.
Yeah.
She prepared herself. She got, I mean, she made sure, brother, it's right with God. Who you think, brother, they was talking to? I know God's name's not mentioned here, but praise God, can you not see God?
Yeah.
Can you not see God working?
Yeah.
And God's hand. And God's fingerprints are all over this scripture, friend. Praise the Lord for that working in her life. I mean, she didn't know this was going to happen. You can imagine she's already suffered tragedy, preacher. She didn't have a mother or father. I can imagine brought up that way. And I mean, just kind of forgotten about. Oh, but God didn't forget about her. And God loved her and said, I've got a plan for you, thank God. There are two books in the Bible named after women. And Ruth is one. And Esther is the other. And amazing how that God used both of these women, praise the Lord, amen, to turn it around, amen. Hey, don't sell yourself short tonight. Oh my, isn't that wonderful? She goes before the king Ahasuerus because the law said if you've not been called, friend, there's but one decree for you, and that is death, unless the king holds out the golden scepter.
Yes,
amen. But praise God, she's a beautiful woman, Brother
yes,
Joe.
She is.
Praise God. She done flip this man's heart. When he saw her, he said, praise God. We don't need to see nobody else. Well, I don't need to talk to nobody else. Praise God. I will tell you what, friend. He's just sitting on the throne. He's busy about his business. And he looks back there and praying God. And there she stands. And I will tell you what, brother. He said, my soul, praise God. That's the queen. Amen. I'd see him hold the scepter out. Probably in his mind, Brother Keith, he's thinking, I can't believe I'm not called this woman. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
He knew she wanted
God
something.
God bless him.
Amen. And he said, I'll tell you what. I mean, listen, you talk about love. Amen. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. Whatever you want, hey, before you even ask, I'll give you half the kingdom.
Yes.
Isn't that something? Praise God. He said, it don't mean nothing to me. You know what he's saying? I tell you what, I serve a God that's got more than Hassler's has. Amen. He was a wealthy man. He was the king. He could give a lot away. But my God's got more than he's got. Oh, yes. Brother, I tell you what, God owns it all, friend. God owns it all tonight. So she just simply said, well, I'd just like to have a banquet for you. You bring Haman with you, and y'all come and eat this evening. We'll just come and die.
Yeah.
And they did. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hey, man, boy, Haman got to feeling pretty good about himself.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, man, the king said, now, really, what do you want? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
She said, I'll tell you what. You come back with Haman tomorrow, and I'll tell you all about it. Amen, that's right.
Yeah.
He goes to, and I tell you what, and when on the way out, he sees Mordecai, and he hates him so bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but God can turn it around, though, huh?
Yeah.
God can. They go build that gallows. And one night, and they built that gallows in one night. It was erected. It was ready to go. Oh, but that night, while they were pounding nails at the gallows, the king couldn't sleep.
That's right.
He's not the first king couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God had it right away.
Yeah.
He said, and I can tell, he said, just bring me the book of the cross.
Amen.
And isn't it amazing? No doubt that's a thick book.
Yeah.
But they're in the very place. Well, Mordecai's name was mentioned because he prevented the king from being assassinated.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing was ever done.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever done.
Right.
They said, what's been done? They said, nothing. He said, look, nothing's been done. Oh, my soul. And you know what he's thinking? We need to do something for this man.
Yes, sir.
This man saved my life. We need to do something. Hey, you know what God's doing? He's a turning this thing around for you.
Yeah.
Amen to God. He's a turning it around.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that amazing? See, Esther don't know he's been up all night. She don't know that. And Mordecai don't know he's been up all night. And Haman don't know he's been up all night. But God's kept him up. Amen. And he's thinking, amen, we need to do something. We need to do something about this thing. And Haman's are coming across the courtyard. He's going to try to get permission to hang the very man. Praise God that they've been reading about.
That's right.
You think God's trying to catch up? You think God's trying to figure out what to do? Oh, no, friend. Hey, brother, I tell you what. Brother Shane had it right. Our help comes from God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. Hips on the way.
That's it, Lord.
Hips on the way.
Amen.
Yeah.
Keith said, who's in the courtyard? He said, well, Haman, he said, send him on in here.
Amen.
I tell you, don't you like the way God does? I believe God's got to send you too. Amen. And God will make a fool out of the devil.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. I know it looks bad. Hey, how would you like to be living all them providences? Amen. All the mourning and crying and weeping. Because they think they're going to lose their life. Because they don't know what God is doing. See, sometimes we just can't see it. And because we can't see nothing, we feel like God's not doing anything. Oh, but God's working.
Amen.
God's working.
Amen.
And he said, Haman, let me ask you a question. What should be done to the man who the king delights in? And he's thinking to himself, who's the king delighted more than me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So he said, and basically what he's saying is, this is what I want you to do for me. Amen. Let's just put the royal apparel on. Put him on the king's horse. Let's put the crown on his head. Let one of the chosen princes go through the town saying, hey, this is what the king likes him.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that something? Okay, friend, God's in control tonight.
Yeah.
The same God's in control this, same God's in control right now. He's not changed. He's not changed. I promise you. What's in my heart to think? That's the same God. Then the Hassler said, hey, man, go do that for Mordecai the Jew. Now, I'm going to tell you what, friend. You know his countenance fell.
Yeah,
can you imagine what went on in this man's heart and in his mind. Can you imagine as Mordecai climbs up on the horse? Can you imagine that Brother Keith? Here comes Haman, carrying the crown and the royal apparel and leading the horse. And comes all the way up to Mordecai and said, "You need to put this on and get up on the horse because I got to go through town saying, 'Hey, shoot King Lights at you.'"
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Has God changed?
No.
Oh, no.
No, sir.
Can you imagine that? I don't know how many times he had to say it. But I tell you, every time God was, hey, amen.
Yeah.
You know what God's saying? I'm turning this thing around. You know what Mordecai knew? Hey, God's doing something. God is doing something. Amen. God, I'll tell you what, God's doing something.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Then when it was all said and done, he goes back home and said, "We got a problem."
Yep.
"We got a problem."
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And basically, they said, "You sure do."
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, friend, his problem is going to affect that whole crowd right there. God's going to turn it around. And there was a whole crowd that conspired against them Jews. It wasn't just Haman that hated Jews. There was a lot of them hated God's people.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what, folk, we got a lot of enemies out there. There's a lot, but I'm going to tell you what, God's in control of this thing. God's going to turn it around. God's going to turn it around.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so the banquet comes and while he's trying to figure out what to do, they knock on his door.
Yes.
They sent for him. They went and got him. And I tell you what, friend, he's not too hungry. He's not too hungry. Oh, boy, that first banquet, I can see he probably just enjoyed himself. He's not enjoying himself.
Right.
And they had a meal. And evidently, the king is so struck by this beautiful woman, he's not really paid much attention to Haman because he didn't say anything about why you're not eating, why you look sad. He didn't say that.
Right.
He just said, "All right, Esther, what do you want?" She said, "Well, I'd like to have my life." And I'm sure that she said, and I'm sure he's thinking, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
And the life of my people. She said, "If we'd just been bond servants, I wouldn't even say anything.
Uh-huh.
I'd just like to have my life." Amen. See, she put herself out there. And God said, "I'm going to use this woman."
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And he said, "Well, who would do such a thing? Who would? She said, "That wicked Haman."
Right.
That's right. We know the story and how that God worked it out. And the king goes out in the garden. He's mad. Haman lays across the bed begging for his life. The king walks in, sees him laying on the bed. Noah said, "You're going to force the queen also?" And they took that man, hung him on his own gallows.
Yes,
now, I'm going to tell you what, didn't stop there, friend. Didn't stop there. Yes, no. I'm going to tell you what they did. The king made another decree. They went throughout all those provinces. They destroyed all those. I think it was 70-some thousand.
Yes.
Lost their lives, friend. And the Jews began to celebrate.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, child of God, one of these days, it's a celebration time of coming.
Yes.
God knows how to turn around.
Amen.
Sons. Thank God, Mordecai. Hey, do you realize Mordecai, praise God, was exalted in the kingdom? He was the king's right-hand man, second to the king. Thank God, friend, Esther sitting upon the throne, amen. And God turned it around. I'm going to tell you what, church, we still serve a God tonight who can turn it around, amen. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to lean on him tonight. He's my only hope. Brother, I can't turn it. I've tried to turn it. I've wasted time and effort and exhausted myself and my resources. I've not turned nothing, amen. But my God can turn her around.
Amen.
You believe that tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Child of God, I don't know where you're at. Don't even have to know. You don't even need to know, really. But I know this. We serve a God not who can turn it around.
Yes, sir.
You look in the Bible. You start, friend, anywhere you want to start, and you look at all the people, all the times, and all the situations that God turned it around.
Yeah.
It wasn't just for them at this point. Praise God, he kept turning and kept turning and kept turning. Do you realize that God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends?
Yeah.
You may say, "They don't look like much friends to me," but I tell you what, friend, God turned it around.
Yeah.
And that's something. I tell you what, friend, God turned it around. God can turn it around, brother.
That's right.
Amen. I'd like to encourage you tonight. Praise God. Amen. Lift your eyes unto the heels.
Yes.
And then what brings you grace?
Yes.
Because our help comes from God. And that God can turn it around.